sign says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn.
We're back, folks.
Make our own whiskey and our own smoke, too.
Thank you for tuning us in on this Thursday evening of October 26, 2017. I'm James Kelso. The show is live with us. And back, joining us after a brief absence, Paul Fromm. Welcome back, Paul.
Oh, thank you very much. I'm glad to be back. I see on my way back from Europe today that I was reading the Canadian papers that were brought in to Paris yesterday, so they'd be the Wednesday papers, and I see that without a shot being fired, the second most obnoxious senator from Arizona is not going to run again.
Yeah, Jeff Flake, exactly.
Flaked out.
Flaked out, and well, I'll tell you what. I'm going to play a bit of music in a moment, folks. It expresses how I feel about Jeff Flake and Senator Corker of Tennessee and Luther Strange and Weinstein Gate and NFL Gate and Uranium One Gate. folks, there's a phrase that sums it all up. I'm going to play it musically in a moment. And Paul, that's great. You're back from Europe?
Yes.
I was telling the audience that you were unavailable because you were in the boondocks.
Well, that's not untrue. I was in an area where I was. There was no internet. The only internet was in a place. I guess you'd call it like an internet cafe, but it was actually a library. It's only open a couple of afternoons a week. So needless to say, with the time difference, there's no possible way I could do the show. If I was in a hotel, I don't mind, getting up at, 2 in the morning or whatever to have to do the show. But, I truly was, it's hard to believe in we think of Europe as being very tightly packed and, with every place that have those facilities. That's just not true where I was. And, anyway, I would like to have been on. There's so much that's been happening. We just can't keep up with Weinstein Gate and all this.
And then those are the gates. The gates are wonderful, folks. And then the beautiful stories. Stories like the victory of the Czech Patriots in their election last Sunday. The victory of the Austrian Patriots in their recent election. The great pronouncements from Viktor Orban in Hungary, the wonderful pronouncements coming out of Poland, so many beautiful things coming out of Europe. And here is musically, here is how I feel about it. I'm going back to my and Paul's teenage years.
This has got to be good.
This is going to be good. And folks, we'll have a Cupid doll for the person who can name who can name that band and name that song. If we have a caller who can name the song and the band, Paul and I will dream up some kind of a prize.
Over bridge of sights, to rest my eyes in shades of green, under dreaming spires. To Ichiku Park, that's where I've been. What did you do there?
I got high.
What did you feel there?
Well, I cried.
But why would you listen?
Tell you.
mind guitar.
Folks, it's all too beautiful. And that was 1967. Let's see, Paul, I was 19 years old. You were?
17.
Okay.
Well, 18. I was 18.
18. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. You're just a year younger than I am. I actually remember this band was in Los Angeles when I was 19, and I remember this. I'll leave it. I won't say who the band is and what the song is in case somebody does call in with that for our fabulous prize. But folks, it's all too beautiful. The complete implosion of the left. Everything is coming unglued all at the same time. And one of the questions we'll ask in tonight's show, I've got a note here. A bunch of you listeners called me and gave me ideas for the show. And one of those ideas, what would it feel like right now to be a left winger?
Frantic.
Tragic. Not good. There's no sunny picture anywhere on any of the horizons. Oh, I left one of the gates off. Climate gate is exploding. While you were away, Paul, we shared an article. Guess how many scientific articles exposing the global warming hoax as a fraud have appeared in just the first 10 months of 2017? It's a trick question, rhetorical question. 400 scientific articles from universities and research institutes explaining why Al Gore's global warming crisis is in fact a complete fraud. So there's another thing, pardon the pun.
It's going to take a while, though, for this to seep down. My local community paper, the Mississauga News, which doesn't contain much news, but anyway, it had an editorial in the, last week's edition, which I was catching up on when I got back here, and it was talking about the present government of the trust fund, Kid Trudeau, and what it had done right and wrong, according to the Mississauga News. But one of the things it had done right is that it imposed a carbon tax, and that we are taking climate change seriously. And this is still mainstream thought for a lot of the talking heads, that climate change is real. Well, it probably is real. But having said that, you've said nothing. Climate's always changing.
One of the stories that came down the pike during your absence, Paul, is that Justin Trudeau now stands pretty much alone on the international scene as someone who is abiding by the Paris climate agreements. The Germans are breaking them. The French and the British are breaking them, disregarding them. But Justin Trudeau stubbornly clinging to the Paris Climate Accord. So not good news for Canada, but you know, there's only so long he'll be able to hang on by himself.
We can't forever buck the trend. But again, the Trump phenomenon changes everything. I think the scientists who are getting a little braver, the ones who were intimidated, you knew that they might face job loss, or if not a job loss, and
well, yeah, Paul,
are now able to speak up.
Yes, they're kind of like the Hollywood women. They had the same moral posture as the Hollywood women, who are now finally speaking out about Harvey Weinstein. I think it must have felt the same to be a scientist.
Yeah, if that was your corner of the scientific world. I read the local paper, that part of the editorial. I have to ask myself, are these people bloody insane? Punishing ourselves with a carbon tax is somehow going to do something about climate change. And, you know, I'm terrified at how stupid, scribblers are. The original story was carbon dioxide had something to do with global warming. And there was an explanation for that. It was false, but it was an explanation. Once it turned out, well, the world probably isn't heating up. It may actually be cooling. So So how does the more carbon in the atmosphere explain that? If it was making the
well,
world...
Well, and also, Paul, the wealth of, I'm a layman here, but, in my amateur reading, one of the interesting things about the scare tactic about the level of the percent of carbon dioxide in our atmosphere, of course, we're all breathing carbon dioxide all the time. I think it's 12% of the atmosphere. Again, listeners...
No, it's, I think, 0.5%.
Oh, okay. Okay, a small percentage. But the I'll look it up in just a moment. But the percentage of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere, folks, is the lowest it's been in millions and millions of years. There are long, long periods of many millions of years in which the carbon dioxide content of the Earth was much higher than it is now. And, strange to say, when all that carbon dioxide was available for the plant life on Earth, the Earth was much greener, with much more vegetation, and supported much more animal life than it does today, because it had the supreme nutrient for plant life, which is this horrible substance, carbon dioxide. A little sidelight on that.
This is also elementary. To see my local paper, which of course isn't exactly the pinnacle of intelligence, but just babbling nonsense. But that's why I think the findings of these scientists, and a lot of that's not new, but these findings have to be popularized more, and that's why it's so important that in addition to the other things we talk about on the Trump phenomenon, that we take a good whack at that every now and again. But the shelter that's being given to common sense by Donald Trump, it's just colossal. He's incredibly important.
Yes, and the and folks, yes, Paul had it right there. Oh boy, was Kelso off. The air you're breathing right now, sitting there in listener land, you're breathing 78% nitrogen. You're breathing 21% oxygen. You're breathing 1%. Here's a surprise for. I remember I was surprised when I found this out. What do you think the third most common gas you're breathing is? You'd be surprised, folks. Argon. Yes, argon, used in welding to prevent burning of the metal, prevents oxidation. And then, let's see, after that, the next most common, number four, is carbon dioxide. And, boy, was I way off on that one, Paul. The carbon dioxide content of the Earth's atmosphere is 0.04%.
So I said 0.5%, so I was off by a smidgen.
Exactly, by 10 times. So I was really off. But folks, yeah, 0.5% of, let's see, not 1%, 0.5%, 0.04%. Let's see, wait. Yeah, 0.04% of a percent of carbon dioxide, a very small amount. And after that, there's some helium, there's some hydrogen, and some... Boy, is that, I'll look it up. I'll look up the others. But now let's go to the news here. It is all too beautiful. Some of the great stories that we can cover here. Coming out of Europe, here's a story. It just keeps coming, folks. If you remember, there's the Rotherham story about raping of white girls in Britain. Well, folks, the Rotherhams just keep coming. There are now a dozen of them in Britain, and there are others in other European countries. I'm not even going to go into those stories. I'm just saying that not fun to be a leftist or a pro-immigrationist right now when you have to deal with explaining away Rotherhams. And thousands of white girls raped as children, thousands of them. Let's go to another one here. Paul, I don't know if you caught this. The bombshell. I should have led with the bombshell. The bombshell news is that Peter Schweitzer's book, Clinton Cash, which came out in 2015. We talked about it right away when it came out on this show. Clinton Cash, Peter Schweizer, he exposes the real Russiagate. He exposes that Hillary Clinton, as Secretary of State, sold our uranium, to, one-fifth of our uranium, in a corrupt deal with Russia in exchange for at least $145 million in corrupt cash. It was in the book. The book, you know, it got some play on shows like this, but the whole story has now exploded. Paul, here's what we're facing in the news this week. Sean Hannity agrees. Among these people, Obama, Robert, these are the people who were in charge of and okayed and green-lighted the sale of our uranium in a corrupt deal for cash back to the Clintons. Obama, Robert Mueller, who was then director of the FBI, he is headed for prison. Rod Rosenstein was the head of the FBI investigation. We didn't know this. This is what we learned this week. The FBI was fully investigating and fully aware of the Clinton corruption and the uranium threat to our national security, this corrupt deal. And Rod Rosenstein sat on it and killed it from going forward into prosecution. Rod Rosenstein, sir, get ready to go to prison. Sean Hannity agrees. This isn't Kelso.
Pack your toothbrush.
Pack your toothbrush. Other people headed for jail. Let me see. I've got my list here of people headed for jail. Eric Holder, attorney general at the time in 2009. Then in 2010, Loretta Lynch, who became the next attorney general and did a gag order on the key FBI witness, the FBI eyewitness informant. He has been now cleared by the Justice Department and by the FBI. The gag has been removed. He will be testifying in the next 2 weeks to committees headed by David Nunes of California, a patriot, and Trey Gowdy of South Carolina, another patriot. And these committees are going to chop off the heads of Mueller, of Rosenstein, of Obama himself, who is one of the green lighters of this. And this, folks, what is the level of crime here? This isn't jaywalking. This is treason. Cash for our uranium and additional crimes such as hiding the fact that this was happening. It was hidden from Congress deliberately by these bad actors here. And so this, Paul, this is just going to level the left. The Bob Mueller Russiagate, phony Russiagate investigation, he can bend over and kiss that goodbye. That investigation is over. Bob Mueller now needs to be heading for the tall grass to try to save his ass from to avoid going to prison. And Sean Hannity says this is devastating. This is of such breathtaking scale. He said some of these people, if not all of them, are going to prison, and they're going to prison not for tax fraud or jaywalking. It's going to be for crimes against the national security of America. So the very, very exciting news. Let's see. Let's go through some of the other stories that are making it all too beautiful. Another left winger has quit. Mark Halperin quits.
Oh, yeah.
He has been exposed for exposing himself. We'll be back with that right after this break.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
We're back, folks, and we've got a caller here. Let me go to Rob in New Jersey. Rob, you're on the air.
Hi.
Come in. Hi, Rob.
Hi, Paul, George. Well, I have an answer, and I hope to win my all-expense-paid 10-day vacation to Europe for the song.
All right. Let me make sure we have your tickets available here. Let me make sure we have the prize. Okay. All expenses paid to this is Newark, New Jersey. Newark. All expenses
to where?
Newark.
Isby Coo Park by the Small Faces.
Small Faces, Ichiku Park, and our winner is indeed Rob, folks. Here, just a little reprise here of this wonderful, it's a wonderful song. And it is all too beautiful tonight. Here it is. Rob plays the guitar, too.
Overbridge your sights to rest my eyes in shades of green, under dreaming spots.
You guys are good.
To Ichiku Park, that's where I've been.
What did you do there?
I got high.
What did you feel there?
Well, I cried.
But why the tears there?
Tell you why.
It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful.
Well, Rob, you nailed it. And
yep. You can send. You know where to send the tickets. So let me go on about this RussiaGate thing and how the. If you remember Trump Jr., they were attacking him in all the papers for hours on TV. But this RussiaGate scandal that's exploding now is only gets a few seconds on the our opposing mainstream news. And to just one other thing before I leave, Paul, I know you know Ingrid Zundel passed away, and it's unfortunate. I know you knew her, so.
Yes, and I'm trying to get more information. Rents has carried it, and Michael Hoffman Jr. We're trying to find out more. Maybe we can talk about that with a bit more information tomorrow night. She was a wonderful wife to a great fighter, and she was a great fighter in her own right. Her life was an amazing journey. She was born in what's now the Ukraine. It was a Mennonite community, and at Stalin during the Second World War tried to deport them all to Siberia. She fled west with the German armies and to Germany at the end of the war, and ended up in Paraguay at a Mennonite community, and to try to find help for her son who had. Mentally handicapped. She went to the United States speaking hardly a word of English, and within a few years had learned enough English to be enrolled in a university course, got her BA, and eventually got her doctorate in education, and published a number of books about some of them history, others were fictional. A three-volume book called Lebensraum, looking at what had happened to the people in the Germans in Eastern Europe, and eventually became involved with Ernst Zundel. She was very good on the internet, and for some years produced the Zundel site, which would probably have been against the repressive laws of Canada for Ernst, and. Remained loyal to him, as a great publicist for him during his 7 years in jail, two of them in Canada, 2003 to 2005, and then five in Germany, 2005-2010. Amazing person.
Yes, a big loss. Yes. Rob, thank you for bringing that sad note. All right, and thank you and your victory for the our grand prize.
All right, bye.
We'll be back right after this, folks.
Best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce. Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Hey, can we talk about something serious for a minute? Your age. Getting old has its perks. But remember, being a few years younger, you know, your hair was thicker, you didn't have so many wrinkles, that extra weight wasn't haunting you, and you just felt better. Well, we can't turn back the clocks and go back 10 or 15 years, but you can start feeling and looking 10 or 15 years younger with Nature's Youth RSF. It's a doctor-formulated daily supplement that helps your body maintain its peak performance and fight the aging process. Imagine sleeping better, looking better, and feeling better. See how Nature's Youth RSF has helped thousands of people just like you at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. The holidays are coming. Imagine how it will feel when your family and friends are asking you what you did to look so good. Your secret will be Nature's Youth RSF. It's time to start looking better and feeling better. Learn more and order your Nature's Youth RSF at naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Hey, we're back. Thanks for tuning us in. And the let me add some more incredible good news that came out during your sojourn in Europe, Paul. One of the things, well, folks, let me give you this one. I just saw this story during the break. That's how fast things are coming. During the break, I saw this new bombshell headline. The editorial board of the Wall Street Journal has called on Robert Mueller to resign as special counsel. Yeah, that is a wow. The Wall Street Journal, folks, is no, it used to be a fairly conservative rightist publication, no more. It's gone left wing ever since they dumped Paul Craig Roberts from their editorial board. And for the Wall Street Journal, which is really part of the deep state, to call for the resignation of Robert Mueller, and it's on the basis of this explosive revelation concerning Uranium One, which, by the way, is a Canadian company, Paul. And here's...
In fact, I had some shares in it a while ago and didn't do very well.
Well, I don't know the specifics, folks, but here's what's going on. American uranium is being mined in America by this company, shipped to Canada for processing as yellow cake, and then goes to Russia. Now, there's no impugning of any Canadian honor here, Paul. It's just an interesting curiosity that there is a Canadian connection. The bad actors here, none of them are Canadian, as far as I know. They're all Americans. But for the Wall Street Journal, here's what the headline is on that story, the Wall Street Journal story. The story just came out a few minutes ago. The Wall Street Journal's editorial board called Thursday, today, for FBI Special Counsel Robert Mueller to step down. They said he could best serve the country by resigning to prevent further political turmoil over his conflict of interest. In other words, he's investigating, supposedly, things that the FBI did, but he did them. He did these things. The board was writing in response, this is Breitbart now saying, the board was writing in response to recent reports that suggest the FBI uncovered evidence. It's not suggest. FBI uncovered evidence of the Russian bribery and money laundering in the U.S. ahead of a 2010 decision by the Obama administration, and that's Mueller and Rosenstein and Eric Holder, to greenlight and Clinton to greenlight the sale of the Canadian firm Uranium One to the Russian energy giant Rosatom. The deal transferred 20% of the U.S. uranium stocks to the Russians. The Government Accountability Institute president and Breitbart News senior editor at large, Peter Schweitzer, broke the Uranium One scandal in his book, Clinton Cash. Folks, I'm holding a copy in my hand. We talked about this book a number of times on this show. Try to get a copy tonight. You can't get one.
I think this is the time for a chorus of drain that swamp.
Yes, and I'm proposing, and just on the subject of this book, folks, it's sold out. So by all means, order a copy. And I'll tell you what, Peter Schweitzer will for sure be bringing out a third edition that will have the latest updates. So you might want to wait for that. But this book didn't receive enough attention. Now, Peter Schweitzer was on, who was interviewing him? I forget who was interviewing, Lou Dobbs, I think. And this book's now getting the attention that it needs. The story has broken hugely. And but now here's some of folks, another twist in this whole nightmare for the left is this. If you remember, there was a thing called the Russian dossier on Donald Trump, put together by a guy named Christopher Steele, who's a former military intelligence section 6, that's MI6, agent in that British agency, whose motto is Semper Occultus, meaning always secret. The existence of that agency wasn't revealed until 1994. They have something under 3,000 employees right now. But anyway, Christopher Steele put together a supposed dossier on Donald Trump, that the purpose of this was to show that the Russians had compromised candidate Donald Trump with incredible sexual scandal and financial scandal, and were therefore able to blackmail him and could then control him as president of the United States. Now, folks, let me just add, not one iota of that is true. It was all made up, sheer lies, assembled by Christopher Steele. But here's the revelation, Paul, that came out in the last few days. Guess who paid for the Russia dossier?
The Democratic National Committee.
The Democratic National Committee and Hillary Clinton. Folks.
Yeah, I saw that in the, that was in the, like, I guess it was yesterday's paper that I read on the plane. Shocking.
And let's bring the FBI into this, because the FBI accepted this fake document as the grounds for opening its own sorts of investigations. And who delivered the Russia dossier to the FBI? Of all people, this is, folks, you can't make this up. It's something from a fairy tale. John McCain. So now people are asking, Mr. McCain, Johnny boy, where did you get this so-called Russian dossier? Who gave it to you, buddy? In other words, John McCain is a traitor. John McCain was acting as the water boy for Hillary Clinton, delivering the so-called...
Wasn't she a Democrat and he's a Republican?
Yes, and now, and the plot thickens. Yesterday, who was it that called John McCain a fake Republican? It was Jerry Falwell Jr., Who called? Now, Paul, this is, I can't. It's all too beautiful. Jerry Falwell Jr. yesterday, and I apologize. This may seem a jumble of information, and it is. It's as if everything's happening all at once. All these good things happening for us patriots, all these horrible things happening for left-wingers. It must be horrible to be a left-winger tonight. I don't know what remedy they have. Jerry Falwell Jr. said, John McCain is a fake Republican. Get this. Paul Ryan, he said, is a fake Republican. Mitch McConnell is a fake Republican. Unbelievable. This is the most influential, powerful, and respected man in the whole Protestant Christian world. His university has 100,000 online students, 20,000 residential students there in Lynchburg, Virginia. And he was one of the earliest and most enthusiastic backers of Donald Trump. And he's in an interview he gave to Breitbart. Again, Breitbart. It's over and over again. It's Breitbart. In an interview he gave to Breitbart, which is now unfolding in a multi-part series on Breitbart. And in the first installment, Jerry Falwell Jr. Goes on board completely to the Trump train, you know, announces, I am on board completely the Trump train. But he also says, I'm on board with Steve Bannon. And he says, I now understand why Steve Bannon, why it was wise for him to leave the Oval Office or to leave the West Wing, because what he can do with Breitbart on the outside is much greater than what he can do as a staff member. As powerful as that is, and as Bannon said, inside of the West Wing, I had influence. Outside of the West Wing, I have power. And that power is being wielded right now to great effect. But this latest development, Paul, that implicates John McCain and Hillary Clinton, this is an absolutely dirty, falsified Russian dossier. But the FBI accepted it as bona fide evidence, the basis for asking for FISA warrants, you know, the court that gives warrants for secret wiretaps. And so this is going to explode. And now the latest news, finally, Jeff Sessions has moved on this subject, and the Justice Department and the FBI have ungagged the federal informant who has all the dirt on this issue, who was gagged by Loretta Lynch, completely illegally gagged by Loretta Lynch with a threat of criminal prosecution if he spoke. He will now be testifying in the next 2 weeks in front of Trey Gowdy and Devin Nunes, two Patriot congressmen. So everything's firing, folks, on all cylinders. The Senate is investigating. The House is investigating. The Wall Street Journal is telling Robert Mueller, get out of Dodge, buddy. this is not going to be pretty for you left-wingers. And James Comey, we haven't even mentioned him, but he is dirty up to his eyeballs in all of this. So Donald Trump being vindicated, all you patriots out there, your faith in Trump being vindicated, and the, you know, my gosh, it's all too beautiful. Let's take a call or two here. We've got Tom in Florida. Tom, tell us what's on your mind.
Yeah, good evening. Yeah, good evening, James and Paul and all y'all. Listen, here's what's on my mind. This guy, Bruce Paddock, has been arrested this morning in L.A. He's a child molester, the brother of this guy, the Paddock, who did all the shooting in Vegas. This guy was a donor to the Democratic Party. This guy, the shooter, and I think his brother's a nut, and the other one lives in Orlando. But these Paddocks are leftist-leaning imbeciles. And, yeah, James, what's going on is unbelievable. What really should be in the news, though, and another thing that's not being talked a whole lot about, James, is Wiener. This guy, Anthony Wiener, went to a sex ranch, like this guy Weinstein's going to a sex ranch in Europe. And this guy Wiener had so much information that was being sent over probably to Israel. Wiener was taken off of Uma and Hillary's computers. Can you imagine the information this guy Wiener really has? This had nothing to do with sex.
Okay.
This guy, Wiener, was spying like you wouldn't believe. And this should be in the news every day what Wiener was getting away with.
Yes. Okay. Now, yes, here's another log on the fire. Andrew McCabe, let me make sure I get my names right here. Andrew McCabe is currently, as we speak, deputy director of the FBI. This, folks, is wrong. Andrew McCabe needs to resign just as quickly as Rod Rosenstein needs to resign and Robert Mueller needs to resign. Andrew McCabe was in charge of the investigation, the non-investigation of Hillary Clinton's email crimes, which were national security crimes. And, of course, Anthony Weiner and Huma Abedin, of course, totally involved in all of that lying, cheating, criminality, destruction of evidence. But Andrew McCabe made sure that that investigation never went anywhere. And, you know, that famous appearance by James Comey saying, I don't see anything here that any reasonable prosecutor could find as a basis for prosecution of Hillary Clinton. James Comey acting as a fixer. That's the word used in courts, folks. He's a fixer for Hillary Clinton. And so Andrew McCabe, he's another one who needs to go to jail. But it is all too beautiful, Tom. And it's all good news for us. It's all bad news for our enemies.
James, I got to say one more thing. I know you got another caller. Listen, James, Donald Trump is, I know these Puerto Ricans want him to waive the debt for $78 billion, but Donald Trump should say, yeah, you're going to stay in Puerto Rico and fix your country, because if they come to Florida, they're going to turn the state to a real blue state. I can tell you that, James. So Trump should cut some kind of deal. Okay, we'll waive your debt that you owe us, but you're going to keep all your people and you're going to rebuild your island. That's what I'm telling you that needs to be trying to do a Republican Party should be saying right
good
now.
Good thought, Tom. Thank you. And I'll just add my little thought there. Donald Trump has repeatedly voiced he's actually put it into letters and memoranda from the White House that the correct policy, he actually issued an instruction, an order to his departments in the executive branch. Tell me the cost benefit ratio for helping so-called refugees, helping refugees in their homeland versus bringing them to America. The point being this, and this has been very well established, folks, for the same $1 million that you could help, the same $1,000 with which you could help bring one refugee to America, or just make it a more realistic number, they probably spend about $100,000 on each of these people. For that $100,000 that brings one refugee to the U.S. and fixes them up with a car, an apartment, social services, new braces, the whole thing, OBGYN services for his wife and the 20 children they're going to have. For that same $100,000, you could help 100 refugees where they live. Who is the genius? Of course, it's obviously a perverse left-wing program to flood America with non-Americans, but the idea that the way to help refugees is to ship them out of their home country rather than helping them where they live is obviously insane. So yes, Tom is right. The Puerto Ricans should stay in Puerto Rico. I say Puerto Rico for the Puerto Ricans, just as I say Sweden for the Swedes and Canada for the Canadians. And Donald Trump has said that's what I support. He said on the question of Syrian refugees, he said, let's figure out how the King of Jordan, let's organize with the King of Jordan to help these Syrian refugees in the Middle East where none of them are being helped. The budget for refugee release from the Middle Eastern countries, folks, you know what the budget is? Zero. Zero. Ha! Come on. You know, why should Iranians, Iraqis, Pakistanis, Syrians, Turks, Somalians, Nigerians, whatever you call people from the non-democratic, non-republic of the Congo, why should they be airlifted to America? It's obviously insane. Donald Trump's bringing an end to this insanity. Let's go to another caller. Paul, let me get Paul's thought on all this. I know, Paul, I can see your hair standing up.
Yeah, it's absolutely incredible. But I'm with you that things are really beginning to collapse And I think because Donald Trump has stayed the course, really good things are going to start to happen. You know, even one of our more left-wing experienced journalists, I'll continue.
Yeah, and BC in the Poconos, stay there. We'll be back with BC in the Poconos and maybe George in Texas. Stay tuned, folks.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When this war is over, it will be a better day.
We're back.
When this war is over,
and Paul, you were in the middle of a point when the break occurred.
Yes. I think that the columnist in Canada named Lawrence, who's leftish but quite well known, wrote a column. I guess it would be yesterday. In the Globe and Mail, urging people not to discount Trump, and that Trump is a real survivor and a person who's been knocked down many times in his business career and elsewhere, and has bounced back. And suggests that people who are counting him out are badly mistaken. I found that impressive.
That's nice. That's good. Let's go to BC in the Poconos. BC, are you there?
Hi, Dave.
Hi, BC. Hi.
I'll make this quick. We're getting to the end here. If you already covered it, you stop me. Back in August, WikiLeaks came out on Huma Abedin's computer, ID 1078645, that Hillary's been buying off with Clinton Foundation money to destroy Trump's 2020 election bid. These people, Paul Ryan, John McCain, Lindsey Graham, Jeb Bush, John Kasich, and Carly Fiorina. It should be noted that in 18 U.S. Code 2385, subversion of a sitting president gets 20 years in prison.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah, go ahead. BC, that's wonderful. BC, thank you very much for that. And you you bring us to a wonderful closing point as we run out of time. You know, the Trump crowds have chanted, lock her up, lock her up. And I'll tell you what, with the it's now all so beautiful, it's all too beautiful. I think the chant could be updated to lock 'em up, lock them up. And the because there are a bunch of them who clearly need to be locked up. So I think this would be a great way, Paul, at the next big Trump rallies, if the crowd could break into, as they do in every rally, the spontaneous lock her up chant, and I hope it catches on, revise it to lock them up, them to include Eric Holder and Loretta Lynch and Robert Mueller and Rod Rosenstein, never our favorite guy on this show. Rod Rosenstein, the guy who handed off the special counsel role to his buddy and dirtied up partner in crime, Robert Mueller. Boy, this thing stinks to high heaven. But yeah, lock them up. And of course, all kinds of, you know, I mean, just frog march them. Harvey Weinstein's people, all these producers, directors. In fact, let's open up new special prisons for these people. and let's put Sheriff Joe Arpaio in charge of it. Folks, thank you so much. Paul, great to have you back. And we'll see you all again tomorrow night. So long for now.
Don't stop believing. Hold on to that feeling. Street light people. Don't stop believing. Hold on. Street light people. Don't stop believing.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on. And learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.